are listening to WGN Radio with Dr. John Duffy and Paul Farivar, Esquire. I'm going to just own it up.
Own it, man.
We are getting a lot of texts about divorces. We will talk about that a little later, maybe if we have time. But right now, we have summoned one of the greats from Chicago, Harry Carey. We're going to play a game called Stump Harry Carey. You're going to be able to call in 312-981-7200 for a chance to win a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate or tickets to the world-famous Laugh Factory. But first, we need to summon Harry Carey. Harry Carey, are you there?
$25 to Lou Malnati's. Back in my day, that would get you about 8 pizzas and 6 beers.
Yeah, times have changed. You can't even...
What does it get you now? Like a small wooden topping.
Harry, we're sorry. Yeah,
we're strapped for cash here, Harry. What can we say?
We need more money.
Well, you know, times are tough these days. It's the holidays. I saw people out at the Water Tower place today at that American Girl doll store.
Yeah, what happened there? Why were you there?
They were spending their whole paycheck. My granddaughter wanted something I was looking for. I couldn't find it, so I went to the bar instead. Dutchie took care of it.
What did you have at the bar, Harry?
Yeah, just a couple of martinis. You know, it was the afternoon, so you don't want to get too crazy.
Of course.
Well, Harry, we're really thankful for you to be here and to play Stump Harry Carey. So we're going to have people call in with questions to just see if they can stump you and win this prize. You think you can handle it?
I just wondered how they got my phone number. How are they going to call me?
We don't want to tell them that. But we're gonna start open up. We've got a couple calls here, but we're going to start with some easy ones just to warm you up. Because, you know, you were at a bar all day, so I'm not sure you're, like, on your game, Harry.
I'm always on my game, Paul.
All right. Fair enough. So we're going to start with a simple one I had. Who were the starting pitchers in 2008? What was the rotation of starting pitchers in 2008 for the Chicago Cubs?
Well, you had Carlos Zambrano, the big right-hander from Venezuela. You had Ted Lilly, that soft-throwing left-hander. By the way, he made the Hall of Fame ballot. We might want to vote for him. Oh. Ryan Dempster was on that list, the right-hander from Canada. And anybody who's never been to Canada before, it's a great time. The dollar's like $1.35, so it's a good exchange rate. Other pitchers were maybe at one point Rich Harden. They had the Canadian connection, two BC boys in that rotation.
Okay. Fair enough. You're missing one. Did you say the fifth?
I don't know. Was Sean Marshall in that? He seemed like he pitched on that team.
That's correct. That is correct.
Very impressive, Harry.
I told you, it was just an afternoon brunch. That's all it was.
Okay.
Harry, it's Dr. John Duffy here. I've got a question for you.
Hey, Doc, how's things going?
Things are great. How are you?
Oh, man, I haven't seen you since Ricky's Bar Mitzvah. That was a heck of a good time.
Yeah, so we met there, huh?
I think so, at the bar in the back corner. You know, it was an open bar, so I didn't really get to my seat much.
Right. Well, Harry, let me ask you this. What Chicago Cubs player moved from the bullpen to the rotation in 2009? This would be a pitcher.
From the bullpen to the rotation in 2009. Wow. Was that Rick Sutcliffe?
Oh, so close. That was not Rick Sutcliffe. Do you have another guess by any chance?
I'm pretty sure it was Rick Sutcliffe. I remember that.
We may have our stats.
1989. You just said it.
Dog, 2000.
Right.
What about that? I think it's 2005. Was it the
2005? Correct. 2005. So maybe it was Rick Sutcliffe in 1989.
Who's the pitcher? Here, I got one more before we take it to the calls. By the way, if you're calling, if you're just hold on the line, we're just warming up Ryan.
I'll hold as long as you need me to hold, Doc.
Okay, Harry. 312-981-7200. Who was the pitcher who
Look at you giving out my social security number to everybody. What kind of show is this? I thought I was coming up for Stump Harry. Next thing you know, my identity's going to be gone.
Oh, that's the number. It happens to also be the number for WGN Radio to
just
call in.
Just a coincidence, Harry, I swear.
Wow, who would have thought that?
312-981-7200. Okay, you think you're ready for the callers, Harry?
I sure hope so.
Okay.
Are we ever really ready for them?
We'll find out. We
it's
got a
fair existential question.
Okay, let's see here. I don't know how. Can you let me see here? I got to figure out how to put this on hold. All right, here we go. All right, Raymond, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what is your question for Harry Carey?
What Cubs pitcher graduated from Cooley High School and played professional baseball for 17 years?
Well, Harry?
Okay, did you get that question, Harry?
What high school did he say it was at?
He said Cooley High School.
Where's that at?
Robin, can you tell us where Cooley High School is? Harry would like to know.
It's in Illinois. If I remember correctly, it's a little further down south towards Beecher.
Got it. In the Beecher area, southern Illinois, Harry.
Was it Scott Sanderson? Is that who it was?
No, it was Milt Pappas. Milt Pappas.
Oh, bad God.
Milt Pappas.
That's right. I forgot Milt went to Cooley. I thought he went to Cooley. Wow. It's
Raymond,
when you're off one number, the kind of things you can get in trouble for.
Raymond, you have successfully stumped Harry. Stay on the line, and Sam will take your information, and you have won a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's. Harry, what happened there?
Hey, congratulations. I told you what happened. I thought he said Cooley. He said Cooley. You know, it's hard. When I bought my phone, and you guys are putting me on hold every 5 seconds, and then I come on, I can't hear Raymond talking. But you know what? Good for him. It's the holidays, and now we can order some Lou Malnati's pizza delivered right to his home.
All right, but we don't have that many prizes, Harry. So we need you to step up your game. Are you drinking right now?
Well, I mean, you know, depends on what you define as drinking. I call it sipping rather large.
Okay. Fair
enough, Harry.
Fair enough. Let's see. We have a couple questions here. Okay. This pitcher recorded, he started 10-0 with the Chicago Cubs in 2008. First pitcher to do so in 31 seasons in 2008. Who was that, Harry?
Oh, you know, it wasn't the season. It was 10-0 at home.
Oh, that's
right. That was that big right-hander, Ryan Dempster. I remember that.
Oh, the Canadian.
I think he tied Fergie Jenkins' record.
That is correct. You are correct.
Who coincidentally is also Canadian. It's a Canadian night here on WGN Radio.
How about that? The great Canadian baseball players, the great Canadian pitchers of all time.
Okay, so we got a bunch of callers here. One of them, let's go to the text here. There's a line, a question from the 815, Harry, that asks, the greatest line ever spoken by Harry was on an extremely hot day and involved the Sox third baseman. Do you know what line that is?
The White Sox third baseman.
Yeah. Who is the third baseman and what was the line?
Well, the third baseman was... Oh, my goodness. I want to say it was a Latin guy, maybe from Puerto Rico.
That seems like it's certainly a possibility.
I'm drawing a blank here, guys. I you know, you're getting me at my old age with my names of the ball players.
All right. Well, you know what? That's kind of a Sox question.
The line was I couldn't understand. I remember the play. I just don't remember the player.
All right.
It was the high pop foul ball. He dropped. He lost the ball of his son. And
okay.
I just said, how can a guy from Puerto Rico lose a ball of his son? Everybody thought it was a big deal. I don't get it.
Okay. Can you stay on the line, Harry? We got to take a break here, and we've got a bunch of calls here of people that want to try to stump you. Can you wait with us, Mr. Carey?
Yeah, I've been on hold all night. Why not? Why stop now? I got nowhere to be. I'll be right here talking to you guys. I can't wait to see what other fine questions these guys come up with tonight. This is great.
All right. Thanks, Harry.
Thanks, Harry.
Stay on the line if you want to try to stump Harry Carey. 312-981-7200. You are listening to WGN Radio. I'm Paul Farvar and Dr. John Duffy here. We are playing Stump Harry Carey. And a lot of texts coming in, a lot of calls coming in. Harry, are you still with us?
You know, I got to admit, guys, at my age, would you put me on hold that long, there's a risk that I might either fall asleep or soil myself, and I just did both.
Well, we'll let you get back to clean so you can clean up all your mess there. But a couple of comments came in here. Number one, 630 said Cooley High was in Old Town. That's what they said, and we can't dispute that. The second thing that came in, though, Harry, is someone from the 847 said that their ex sold Harry a lot of pot, and it shows. Do you have anything to say to that?
Well, ever since I watched the movie Ghost, I just got into it. You know, I don't know if it was the way Patrick Swayze, you know, was helping Demi Moore make that pottery, but I couldn't help myself. I bought a table. I got all kinds of supplies. I made some nice planters at home, and I made an ashtray for my buddy Tom Davidson. So, I was really big into the pottery for sure.
Sure, that makes sense, Harry.
That's the deal, right?
And do you have the line that someone said that you said about the White Sox, even though it's not really stumping? Do you know what the line there was we were talking about? If not, we can.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a little confused that it was Sox, Cubs, Cardinals. I wasn't sure, but the line was it was so hot on the field that the third baseman is melted.
Yeah.
But the third baseman's name was melted.
That's right. You're clever back then.
It's what we call in the industry a play on words, guys.
All right, Harry, we got a caller here that's going to try to stump you. Let's see. Ron, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Ron, you got a question for Harry Carey? Do you think you could stump him?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A Chicago comedian always talks about your famous line, I want to know, did you actually say, hey, look at that guy in the sombrero?
Did you actually say, look at the guy in the sombrero? What?
No, the sombrero.
And the sombrero. I'm picturing a Mexican sombrero.
Is that a
cowboy
type of car? Is that a vehicle or what is that? Is that the newest hot rod?
I think you're thinking of Subaru.
Oh, that's a great big hat. Right in the middle of the game, he said, hey, look at the guy in the sombrero.
Oh, okay.
Of course I said that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You didn't really stump him there, but okay. We got another contestant.
Well, I found it interesting. Why would he be wearing a sombrero? But you know what? It was a sunny day. Who knows? Maybe he'd rather didn't SPF up. He just wore a big hat.
Right, exactly, Harry. All right, so it looks like we might have another caller.
Yes,
here.
Susan, are you on the line?
I am.
Susan. Okay. Susan, you got a question for Harry?
Yes. What is the name of the high school that Michael Jordan went to?
Well, that's not really a Cubs question, but...
That's it. But you know what? Michael Jordan was a heck of an athlete, a heck of a ball player. He tried to play baseball, you know that?
Oh, right.
Right, on the White Sox.
Right.
That's right.
He just saved me.
he was a beautiful athlete. He actually went to Elmsley A. Lady High School in Wilmington, North Carolina.
And that's, I think that's correct. I don't have my...
Of course it's correct, Paul. I mean, you know, I was a big... He brought so much joy and wonderful moments to the city of Chicago with all of those Bulls players. Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, Bill Weddington, all those guys.
Did you ever hang out with those guys, Harry?
One night, Will Perdue and I had a few too many one night and down at the lodge. Next thing you know, we were over singing karaoke across the street. Heck of a singer Will Perdue is. If you ever see him out, ask him to sing you a serenade, you a song.
We'll have to remember to do that for sure.
All right, we got one more person that thinks they're going to stump you, Harry. And this is the last contestant. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
John, you got a question you think you can stump Harry Carey?
Yeah, Harry. On a warm April day, 17th to be exact, George Mittelwald played in a game with the Cubs. How many home runs did he hit, and what's the funny backstory behind it?
Could you repeat the name again? I couldn't quite hear you. George Mittelwald?
George Mittelwald.
Mittelwald, it sounds like. Yeah, John?
Right, Mittelwald.
What year was this, John?
1974.
1974? Are you kidding me? I don't remember.
He doesn't have a computer because he's looking it up right now.
No, he doesn't have a computer.
Who uses a computer? I only use what's inside his dome. You know what? He hit two homers. They were his only two homers of his career that day.
Nope, I got you, Harry. It was three.
What?
Three home runs in one game, home game, April 17th, 1974. I was at the game. He hit three. And the backstory is he was told he wasn't going to play, so he went and partied the night before, and he hit the three home runs with a hangover.
Well, I think what happened was the night before I was out with him, and after he hit his second homer, I said, I can't believe this. I'm going home. I didn't even see the third one. I should have stayed.
All right. Well, John, you successfully stumped Harry Carey. Stay on the line. Sam's going to get your information. And you have also won a $25 gift certificate to Lou Malnati's Pizza. Please stay on the line. Harry, you didn't do so well. You know, in the past, you did really well. Tonight, I'm going to say you're a little off.
Well, you know, rubbing eggnog could do that to you. It's a holiday season, and you throw a few down, and, you know, it gets a little foggy up there. Like I said, plus you guys are keeping me on hold so long for the news and the weather and sports.
Yeah, that might have done it, especially, yeah, if you only went to the American Girl store instead of that bar, you probably would have been on top of your game.
That's a great point, Paul. I'll try that next time I'm down there. Hey, it was great talking with you guys. Congratulations to the winners. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you so much, Harry.
We
appreciate it.
We can't thank you enough, Harry. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Doc.
Man, the great Harry Carey. How about that?
That was amazing.
It took my breath away.
Yeah, I was caught off guard. You know, in the past, he's done well. We've had him on the show. Me and former Cub Ryan Dempster had him on the show, and he crushed it.
Oh, Ryan Dempster was with him?
Yeah, he was on the show, and we called Harry Carey, and he crushed it. There were so many people trying to stump him. Tonight, he was 1-for-4.
Well, you know, he did admit to being a little deep in eggnog, and, you know, it shows.
Yeah, I think maybe the hold caught him off guard. You know,
I think
he's a little ADD, I bet. Yeah. I'm not really sure.